Our next guest is Dr. Ryan Lee. Dr. Lee completed his dental training at New York University, and he's currently finishing a fellowship in dental oncology at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. Ryan has a real passion for dentistry and a passion for Christ. He is actively involved in dental missions both locally and internationally. And Ryan's had an interesting journey in getting to the dental profession. Let's hear a little about his journey. Well, Ryan, it's a privilege for me to interview you today. I first heard about you from some of the leaders in the CMDA and student ministries, and then in some of the interactions with Scott Reese here at headquarters. Tell us a little bit of your story of how you became a dentist and how you became a follower of Christ.
Yeah, I became a dentist because I knew I'd always been interested in the healthcare professions. And prior to dentistry, I worked as a management consultant, sort of with Fortune 500 pharmaceutical companies. But I wasn't quite happy doing that, and I guess it took me a little bit of time to realize that dentistry is a pretty fantastic profession from many perspectives. It gives you the ability to heal people, obviously gives you the ability to independently run your practice and to really make a difference in people's lives. So I sort of had a roundabout career change, and in my mid to late 20s went into dentistry. And so far, so good. No regrets. In terms of becoming a Christian, I grew up in a Christian family. But again, there were some influential people, pastors, and mentors along the way throughout high school and college that really sort of taught me how to take ownership of my faith and really walk with Christ in a very intimate and personal relationship manner.
As you went through dental school, I know that you had some activity and some involvement with the Christian Medical and Dental Associations and the student ministries there. Where did you go to dental school, and what was your involvement with CMDA?
I went to New York University here in New York City, and I was involved with CMDA. In fact, a group of my classmates and I, when we were second-year students at the dental school, decided to start a CMDA chapter. And just an interesting thing, the history of the school was that the school, although it's the largest dental school in the country, they actually hadn't allowed the presence of a Christian ministry group for close to two decades. And, you know, make the long story short, we were able to sort of fight with the administration because of some good relationships that we had with the administrators, and they finally allowed us to have a presence on the campus. So, you know, it was the beginning of everything, and everything wasn't always smooth, but it was a committed group of maybe five or six people that began a ministry. And I believe it's still going strong today.
Great. What are some of the opportunities then? I know that you've done a little bit of traveling over the years. What kind of trips have you done when in your time with CMDA?
When I was a dental student, I was able to take part in sort of humanitarian trips locally here in the New York City area. But as soon as I graduated from dental school, that very week I went to a country in Northeast Asia on a dental missions trip, which lasted about a month, primarily helping out with an orphanage in the area on the border of China and North Korea. Specifically with CMDA, I was able to accompany a team of physicians, dentists, pharmacists, and optometrists to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. This was about a year after the earthquake that had devastated the country, obviously. And that was a week-long trip right after Christmas. And it was, again, a great experience being able to work in a multidisciplinary fashion. It was surrounded by a group of Christian mentors, doctors, and that's something I still remember.
Well, that's great. I know I was hoping we were going to be able to sit face-to-face and do this interview, but you told me that you had to take part in a dental oncology symposium. Tell us a little bit about the specialty and the opportunities that you have in dental oncology.
Currently, I'm completing a fellowship in dental oncology, and it's kind of a niche field. It's not yet a specialty that's recognized by the ADA, but it is, I believe, a pretty important field. So at the end of the day, I'm a general dentist that manages and treats the needs of cancer patients that have dental problems. So patients, for example, that are undergoing radiation therapy to the head and neck regions, or folks receiving chemotherapy or planned for stem cell transplants have specialized needs in the oral cavity that need some particular management. And I work at a cancer center called Memorial Sloan Kettering here in New York City. And Yeah, I'm quite excited to be able to finish the fellowship in the next couple of months, and we'll see what kind of doors God opens in terms of next steps.
Great. That's exciting, Ryan. I'm looking forward to working with you. You agreed to be on my advisory committee, and we'll have opportunities to continue to interact and look at ways that we can use dentistry to impact the world around us. What are some of the opportunities that you're seeing for dental ministries and the CMDA to have an impact?
It's just so much that I think CMDA does that it's difficult to really even keep track of all the different ministries and opportunities that are available, especially for kind of a young aspiring doctor, dentist like myself. What's already planned for me is a trip to China to join a team of much more experienced healthcare providers than myself, but we'll be on a team traveling to Shenyang, lecturing to physicians and dentists in a Chinese medical university, sort of to form relationships and to really basically get to know people and to spread the love of Christ through knowledge. And that's through the Medical Education Initiative, MEI, in September. But I think just in a general perspective, I'm very excited to see the dental ministry growing so much. And I think just from the emails that you and I have exchanged, it just seems like there's a very intentional and specific effort to really place dentistry as part of CMDA and to connect what God is doing in the lives of dentists and dental patients across the country with what CMDA is doing, which I think wasn't always there maybe 3 years ago or 5 years ago. So I'm pretty excited to just see how the dental ministry just shapes and it does amazing things in the greater context of CMDA. Yeah, so I'm just excited to see that change happening.
Ryan, we're excited as well as we see God bringing pieces of this together and just indicating that it's really His timing and seeing some of this thing. And one of the things begin to happen. One of the things that's very exciting for me is that there's the opportunity for dental education and dental training and doing that both locally and on an international scale. And I think with your expertise and coming out of your dental oncology fellowship there, we're going to have just great opportunities to continue to expand that and look at ways that we can continue to impact students and residents and dentists here in the United States and around the world. Thank you, Ryan, for taking the time to be with us and have this conversation. And I want you to know I'm really looking forward to being able to spend some time with you and sitting down and really praying and seeing what God has for us in this ministry.
Yeah, so am I. Thanks for this opportunity.